Coast FM, Pete Little and Cheryl and Darcy this morning here with the Gardening Gang. Feeling good? Vicky is joining us now.
Because she knows what's hot around the nurseries.
Okay,
Pete.
What's hot? What's happening around the nurseries of the coast? Tell us, please.
Hello, everybody. Yes, I've been busy finding information for everybody, and I think everyone will be happy to know that Burbank at Erina Heights have got 25%, 50% and 75% off homewares at the moment. Ooh. So I've just had a look at some of their photographs, and it looks like they've got a lot of exciting things for the home.
Mm-hmm.
Then if we head over to Forrester's Beach Garden Centre, they've got lots and lots of sun patients, which seem to be very popular all year round. They're a fantastic plant, and they've got them in heaps of different colours. They're the sort of plant where you can just chop them back and they pop back up and they flower almost all year round.
Well, that's good, Pete. You could,
okay.
you could do with a few of those.
Not during bushfires, okay.
Pete.
The wildflower meadow at the moment has some pretty exciting natives, I thought. They've got flannel flowers, grafted grevilleas, eremophila, and the highly sought-after warrita. And if you jump over to Kingcumber Homewares, you'll find the beautiful acacia lime-like. It's a little low-growing sort of lime green plant that you can use as a ground cover or over retaining walls. So absolutely gorgeous too.
Lovely. Lovely. And so that wraps it up around the nursery. So tell us, what's hot at Narrara Valley Nursery?
Yeah, what's happening at work?
Well, aside from the staff, because we're pretty hot, but there's something even hotter, and that is 30% off Atlantis pots, 30% off water features, and also 30% off deciduous trees.
Ooh, that
what,
is hot.
For one day only?
No, this will be running for pretty much the entirety of autumn until they're sold out, really. So, well, stop last.
So get in and get them now. That's it.
Okay, that sounds like a good invitation to get down to Narrara Valley Nursery with all those magnificent 30%ers off.
I want a water feature.
Okay, I'll buy you one.
Thank you.
Oh, that's right. She wanted one of those, I think, for Christmas.
Oh, it was my birthday last year. We're coming around again. It's just I'm still waiting.
Can she qualify? Oh, she's waiting for a wet day, so she qualifies also for the wet day discount and the seniors as well.
I'm not a
senior.
Don't
forget if you wear your band shirt in here on Fridays, you get 20% off everything.
20%? Which band? I'll have to be.
I reckon the Monkees.
Hey, they were pretty good.
Hey, we're the Monkees.
People say we monkey around.
Woohoo! All right. I'm getting excited. You know why? Not just because of the Monkee song, Pete, but it's time. It's time.
Four, is it a fact or a fib?
Yes.
Doo-doo-doo.
Okay, she's been working on this one for a while now, and I've been trying to look over her shoulder at the topic, and I have no idea. Pete versus Vicky in the fact or fib.
Here we go. We've been buzzing around today. So let's do a B, as in bzz, 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 B, fact or fib. So I'm going to just remind you about a little document called the Magna Carta. The Magna Carta was issued in June 1215 and was the first document to put into writing the principle that the king and his government was not above the law. It sought to prevent the king from exploiting his power and place limits of royal authority by establishing law as a power in itself. So this was in the UK, in the UK Parliament,
yes,
right?
Yes, the little town was called Runnymede.
There you go.
Where they put this together.
But I'll tell you what, there's a few things that were written in the Magna Carta, and I was going through it this morning. And in the Magna Carta, it actually says common folk are forthwith, I believe, allowed to harvest honey.
From forthwith, okay.
Okay, is that a fact or is it a fib?
Oh, I see. So it's a right to harvest honey.
It was a
right, Vicky. Now, let's just think about the rights of human beings.
Sounds like she's actually opening the Magna Carta there. I think she's unraveling the Magna Carta there and reading it.
I'm actually freaking out because I was on such a good streak and then I'm back to losing streak again and I'm really putting a lot of pressure on myself to get this right.
Right.
Well, you were better educated than me in the sense of a school. I only got to year 5. You probably got to year 25. Not year 5.
You got to year 5.
Well, that's what it was in those days.
Primary school year 5, though, is it?
No, this would have been high school.
Not quite as way back as 1215 when the Magna Carta was written, a little after
Not
that.
Not quite.
I'm saying that is a fact.
Oh, I wanted to say fact too, so I'm going to jump on that with Pete and say fact.
Take my hand. Let's just go down the merry way here and find out if we're in the good books.
Yeah, it's a fact. Before 1215, only royalty could harvest honey. It was previously reserved for royalty, the activity of actually harvesting it. So that is in the Magna Carta. After that, common folk could harvest honey.
Is this where they got the term queen bee from?
Yes.
That's a fib. I think that's a fib.
I don't know. I'm making it up. That'll be the question next week. Thanks for playing, guys.
Okay. Thanks, Vic. Good talking to you, mate. Have a wonderful weekend.
So much.
This is Coast FM 963. Always having a bit of fun on a Saturday morning.
Buzzing around.